Some Democratic political leaders in Arizona have filed a lawsuit challenging part of a 2010 state law that expands the Maricopa Community College District's governing board. The provision in question adds two at-large seats to the board. The other five members each represent a specific district. Justin Levitt is a law professor at Loyola Law School in L.A. and says the plaintiff's rhetoric doesn't necessarily match what's in the suit.
It's based on state law. It's not a federal lawsuit. Although I think that the underlying facts might well point to other federal causes of action. They've put it in state court under the Arizona state constitution, saying essentially, although this law looks like it applies all over the state, it's really singling out Maricopa. What I mean by that is the law purports to say anytime you have a county over 3 million people, we're going to add two seats that the entire county elects to sit on the community college board. But really, there's only one county in the next 40 years or so that's going to be anywhere near that zone, and that's Maricopa County.
Does it make a difference, legally speaking, that the plaintiffs in this case, in general, were supportive of this law when it was going through the legislature?
It shouldn't. If there's a particular legal violation, then as long as the plaintiffs have been injured by it, and that's something they're going to have to prove, they have the right to bring a case. Now, there are all sorts of factors in the background, some of which may make the plaintiffs look less sympathetic, some of which may make the legislature look a whole lot less sympathetic, but it's not a legal bar.
Talking about the need to prove that, to prove injury in a case, legally speaking, how do you prove injury in a case when the election for these seats hasn't happened yet, and potentially one of the contenders for these seats is in fact a minority?
Well, it's interesting. The lawsuit that they've brought isn't actually based on race at all. It's based on singling out Maricopa County under the state constitution. There are other factors lurking in the background of this case, including very much whether these sorts of structures dilute the right to vote on account of race. But at least the initial papers for this case filed in state court don't really talk about that.
Is it safe to say then that a lot of the comments that the plaintiffs have made about the two new seats diluting the minority voice on the governing board, is that just sort of rhetoric and not necessarily at work in the courtroom itself?
It's not at work in this courtroom, legally speaking, yet. The plaintiffs could amend their filing papers and could add claims based on race or based on vote dilution. They could file a case in federal court. But right now, it's background texture for the case, which is, legally speaking, not precisely what the parties will argue about, but it's awfully difficult if you're a judge or if you're another fact finder to blind yourself to the context.
So given the fact that this case hasn't really started going through the hearing process and there are elections coming up in November, is it possible that the case could be decided and appeals exhausted before this law would actually take effect in November or at least leading up to the election?
It's possible, but unlikely. I think what's more likely is one of the parties will ask for early relief. And keep in mind, it's not just November, but campaign season before that that's really impacted. Could be postponing the elections, could be running the elections under the old system for now. It's more likely that one of the parties will ask for a temporary hold things in place measure until the legality is decided. But that's up to the parties to ask for.
Justin Levitt teaches law at Loyola Law School in L.A., specializing in election law. KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District.